In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. We begin Lesson 3 in the Catechism, which is on page 22, on the unity and Trinity of God. At the top of the page, you'll see a cartoon with St. John the Baptist baptizing our Blessed Lord. Notice that St. John the Baptist's halo has no cross upon it, and Christ's does. Again, this is a way in Catholic representational art to show that our Lord is unique. He is the Savior, and it is the cross which saves us. Every other saint, even his most blessed mother, is only pictured with a plain halo. And then, of course, there is a dove descending from the heavens upon our Lord, which is representational of the Holy Ghost. St. John the Baptist was and is one of the greatest saints who ever lived. His task was to make straight the paths of the Lord, that is, to lead Israel surely to Christ, and he did. He was beheaded by the order of the king of his time, a man called Herod, and St. John might have lost his head, but he didn't lose his job. He is still the precursor, the one who maketh straight the paths to the Lord. He is still leading to Christ by his example, his words, his intercession for us up in heaven. The passage there is an excellent one to understand and grasp as best as we can the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. It's from the third chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, verses 21 to 22. Now it came to pass, when all the people had been baptized, Jesus also, having been baptized and being in prayer, that heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended upon him in bodily form as a dove. And a voice came from heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. So regarding the unity of God, we say that in God there is one nature, only one nature. There's a little diagram there to the right, God being at the center. And it says, the Father is God, but he is not the Son. The Son is God, but he is not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God, but he is not the Father. Question 24. Is there only one God? Yes, there is only one God. In the Trinity of God, however, there are persons, three persons to be exact. Number 25. How many persons? In God there are three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then a brief explanation of what we mean by these words. When we ask somebody, what are you? Responds, I am a man, I am a boy. Who are you? My name is Eddie Smith. So when we speak of God, we say, what are you? The answer is God. Who are you? I am the Father. I am the Son. I am the Holy Ghost. So a nature is what someone or something is. A person is who someone is. So the Blessed Trinity does not mean one God in three gods, or one nature in three natures, or one person in three persons, but rather one nature in three persons. Number 26. Is the Father God? The Father is God and the first person of the Blessed Trinity. Number 27. Is the Son God? The Son is God and the second person of the Blessed Trinity. The Son is also called the Word, the image of the Father. Number 28. Is the Holy Spirit God? The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Ghost is God and the third person of the Blessed Trinity. The Holy Ghost is also called the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of Jesus, the Advocate. He has several titles, just as God the Father does as well, just as God the Son does. very frequently you see the Father referred to as the Creator, the Son referred to as the Redeemer, and the Holy Ghost referred to as the Sanctifier. Here, with the doctrine of the Trinity, we are at the greatest, the most high, of all our doctrines or teachings. That's what the word doctrine means. Doctrina comes from the Latin. The word doctor in Latin means a teacher. So a doctrine is a teaching. The doctrine of the Holy Trinity is the greatest of all our doctrines, all our teachings. You know, it's interesting, at Mass, you see the priest come in with a rather curious black three-ribbed hat called a biretta. That hat represents the doctrine of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Trinity, excuse me. So it is the vestment that is higher than all the other vestments. It has three ribs, standing for the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The priest takes it off and puts it on only by the middle rib, which represents Christ, since the only way that we can know the Trinity is through the revelation of Christ. And it has four corners to it as well, meaning there is an obligation for the church, starting with the priest and then with the faithful, to spread the good news of the doctrine of the Trinity through the four corners of the earth. So there, in a hat, in a mere hat, you have an entire little catechism regarding the Holy Trinity.